the rubrics permits us to for solemn celebration of the feast. So that is why we solemnly celebrate the feast St. Peter and Paul today. So on this chance, so I would like to talk about the significant disposition, and how to reply to the people who challenge or refuse significantism. So you know, we believe we are Catholics, but people call us like a significantist Catholics, because we believe the chair of Peter in Rome is still vacant. There's no true pope. But for other people, like Vatican II and so many other like traditionalist Catholics, they refuse, they do not accept the significantism. And they said, they quote the words of Jesus, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And they base on that to refuse significantism. And they said it's not possible, it's impossible that God can let the church in the state of vacancy for such a long time, until now, 65 years after the death of Pope Pius XII. So they said it's not impossible, because if it's like that, the gate of hell would have prevailed against the church. But how should we reply and answer to that objection? So it is very quick. We can offer the answer to them. So at least we can base on 2 points. I offer 2 points to answer to that objection. The first thing is like the papal vacancy is not an evidence or a proof of the church being prevails or being defeated by the gates of hell. Because the papal vacancy is all very normal things and an inevitable things in the life of the church. And it happens regularly. So every time, after the death of a pope, the church will immediately is in the state of vacancy. There's no pope. So that is why, vacancy, papal vacancy, the state of being no pope, is not an evidence of the failure of the church. As some people, they misunderstood and they say that. They know for sure many bad things are happening in the Vatican II Church, and also Francis also. And they said they are bad, and Francis is bad pope. But he's still the pope because the gate of hell cannot prevail against the church. So they defend Francis and Vatican II Pope anyways. Just because they say the gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. But actually, they misunderstood. The words of Christ. And also, about the papal vacancy. The church is nowhere, and the church never ever define or determine how long the vacancy should last. The church never determined how long the vacancy should last. It could be a few weeks, few months, few years. Few years of fairly long, from nearly 3 years, from November 1268 until September 1271. So the church completely was no pope, nearly 3 years. And also very long time, 39 years in time of the Western schism. At that time, the church had to deal with the crisis of the papal identity, because there were three claimants to the papacy, one in Rome, one in Avignon, and one in Pisa. So three popes in three different places. And all of them claim themselves the true pope. So the church is not certain who was really the true pope. So that the papal identity is in confusion. We don't know who actually was the true pope. And also, according to the church teaching, a doubtful pope is not pope. There's no pope. So in all 39 years, from 378 to 1417, so it's fairly long, the papal vacancy. So it's not a papal vacancy, even so long like that, it's not an evidence that the church being prevailed or overcome by the gates of hell. So it's a similar thing like the vacancy we have been in now, more than 60 years. So the same like the church is still there. The church cannot be defeated by the gate of hell. That's the first argument we can answer to them. And the second point is very interesting. The gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. That is very, very well-known sayings of Jesus. Almost everyone knows about that. But not everyone understands that what it really means. So only, interestingly, the Pope in 1100, the Pope Leo the Ninth, he gave us an explanation of the meaning of the words of Christ. The gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. Means the heresy never overcome and prevails against the church. Or we can express it differently, the church shall never be overcome by the heresies. So if the church is overcome by heresy, the church would have been prevailed by the gates of hell. So we say the words of Christ has nothing to do with the papal vacancy, but it's a reverence to heresy. The gate of hell opened, so the smoke, the heresies come out. So you see the Vatican II Church, for sure, they were overcome and defeated and prevails by so many heresies. They kept teaching the heresies that the church condemned before. And they approved and sanctioned the sinful practices. Attending with the people of other religions. Or the allow of the practice of cremations. And many other sinful things and practices. So that is why we believe the words of Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church. So that's why we know the Vatican II Church for sure is overcome and conquered by heresies and sinful practices. So that is why Vatican II Church cannot be the true church of Christ here. It's very, very clear. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Peter and Paul here, the two pillars of the church here. Actually, the church was built on the foundation of Peter and Paul here. So we pray especially ardently and earnestly for the church here, which St. Peter and St. Paul set their blood here to build the church here. And you see, before we firmly believe and understand the words of Christ, what they mean here. So that is why we cannot like a follow Vatican II's and Francis, because they again the church, the true Catholic faith. They are not true Catholics, and they are not true popes. So that is simple. So that thing, the simple thing we can say, we can answer to those who challenge us about like certificatism. And the other thing, we praise for the restoration of the church, of the papacy, and also pray for our perseverance in the true faith, in the true Catholic faith. Even though we don't have the true Pope, but we still have the means of graces, the sacraments, especially the sacraments, the holy sacrifice, the mass, and sacrament of penance, are the most important means of our salvation. So we just stick and be faithful and persevering in our faith and pray for the restoration of the church and the papacy also. So may St. Peter and Paul pray for us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.